Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain,
that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still, you're in right now.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says,
amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
say, amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen.
To whatever he said,
amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen.
To the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your red
seat, amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard him. So let the church say, the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it so.
Let the church
say, oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just came alive,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your mouth.
Believers,
say, hey, hey, amen.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. Thank you so much in his presence for logging in. I'm trying to learn how to do it in the small, how to type in here in this little small area. I usually have the big chat line open. I have the small one on today because I had read on the top, they say that they are closed today to celebrate the Christmas holiday. But I said, well, I will come on anyway and put something special on. But before we start today, we're going to say a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for every caller that type in today, dear Heavenly Father. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father, right where they are. Strengthen them, guide and protect them, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth, dear Heavenly Father, with today on reflection of seasons of reflection. Because, God, you have been so good to each and every one of us from January up until December the 24th, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for what we've been through and what we will continue on going through. But you said in your word, dear Heavenly Father, that all is well. Merry Christmas to you in his presence. God bless you, Reverend and Pastor Frankie Darcy and Doris Darcy. Thank you so much. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to you, and a blessed and a happy new year to you all. Thank you so much for visiting the program. But I was just thinking to this week on just adding a few things today before Christmas. A season of reflection. You know, as I thought about that, we know we all have went through something. But we can do something for somebody else, too. We don't just have to wait till Christmas come for a long, extended gift. You know, as I was thinking, a season for reflection. You know, just to think about, when the holiday season is in full swing, workload should start winding down as we spend time with family and friends and prepare ourselves for another busy year ahead. You know, this is also the time when we should all take a step back from our hectic schedule and reflect on the achievement and the challenges that we have had thus far this year. And when you think about it, when you think back over from January 2012, to December 2012. You know, the first words that should come to mind is change. What do I need to change that's been going on in my life this year or didn't go on right? You know, God give us everything. Everything we know belongs to God. So everything we have, since it belongs to God, he owns it. That means he wants us to share what we have. And, you know, I was thinking about that, so I came up with a few things. This year, have you all seeked out a forgotten friend that you wonder where he or she was at on 2012? Did you write a long overdue letter to someone you hadn't heard from in a long time? Have you forgiven an enemy that you know you have? Have you forgiven them in 2012? We're just doing some reflection on some things this year. Have you been gentle and patient with the angry person that you have come across in 2012? Have you even expressed appreciation for someone that was so nice to you and you treated them so bad? We're talking this year, this day, on season of reflection. Just reflect back on your life this year, what God have brought you through. We may not be able to maybe talk by phone today because I see on the top that they are closed, but you can type it in on the chat line. And I think I'll increase it to the large chat line. That way I can chat back to you all. I was calling myself doing the little small one, but I would love to hear from you all. Have you touched a child's heart this year in 2012? Have you helped a child out that really need help? Not just with clothing, not just with food, but needed maybe a shelter, needed some wisdom and some understanding. I'm going to switch over to the larger chat line. Have you hugged someone this year tightly and whispered, I love you? You know, we have so many things that we can reflect on, you all, that words and time could not say it. And I thought this was a fitting time this year that we could all come together, a season of reflection. Have you found time to keep a promise? You've been promising somebody you was going to do something, but you haven't done it yet. It's not too late. Go ahead and do it. Have you decided to make something, sew something, or bake something for someone else? Send it anonymous. Let them know how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. They didn't ask you point blank for something, but you heard in a conversation that they would love to have such and such a thing, such and such a thing. Had you thought about, let me do that for them, a kind deed? And when they see it, their face just going to, oh, my God, look what I received. They're going to be just so joyful. Anybody this year in 2012 had a grudge on somebody that you need to let go? This is the time. Let it go. As the children say, let it fly. Just let it fly. Just let it go. This year in 2012, have you listened more or have you talked more? Have you listened to the Holy Ghost speak to you, or are you doing all the talking? Have you shut down just a little while for the Holy Ghost to minister to you? Have you walked upon or met a stranger? Did you talk nasty to that stranger? Or did you speak kindly to that stranger, whether it was a man, whether it was a woman, whether it was a girl? You may have been entertaining an angel unaware. That went on in 2012. Have you really took time to smile? Have you took time to laugh a little? Laugh a little bit more than you have. We are serious, we know, but we can always put a smile on our face. You know, a smile is better than 50 frowns in your face. You don't know, somebody, you may be standing in front of a counter right now, getting a Christmas present, getting groceries or whatever, paying a bill. And the person that's waiting on you, they look like they're so angry and they're so mean that they're about to eat iron. But just break out with a smile. Just say like I say a lot of times, smile, God loves you. He cares about you. I'm just reflecting on seasons of reflection for 2012. Have you decided to take a walk with a friend? Took them for a ride? Took them out shopping? Or just went sit out and just had a nice conversation with them? Took in a movie? Went bowling? Went to the museum, went to the opera concert. Have you did anything this year, season of reflection, that you can really say, 2012 was my year. God did this, God did that for me. I didn't do none of this on my own, but it was the hand of God. Everybody don't like pets, but have you ever knelt down and petted a dog or a cat? They just brush up against you. And when you pass, you won't speak to them. And I know you say, oh, that's crazy. But now they're always speaking to you when you pass. And you say, well, I didn't hear them talk. Let me tell you, when you pass somebody's yard fence and the dog run out, he said, and the cat say, meow, meow. They're speaking to you. They're trying to get your attention. I'm just showing you some seasonal reflection of 2012. Have you stopped by and read a poem or two to someone in the nursing home, someone in the hospital, someone at home laying on that bed of affliction? Did you sit down and read a nice poem to them or even read the Bible to them? Seasons of reflection. Have you decided to loosen your demands on others in 2012, where you want to demand here, demand there, there? But did you really loosen up the demand? By chance, did you play some beautiful music during supper, during dinner? Did you have your radio on? Did you have your DVD or whatever on to really listen to some nice music? Soothe your mind, move out all distraction, focus, concentrate. I'm just giving you some things on seasons of reflection. If you did something, apologize if you was wrong to somebody. Don't worry about they was at fault. Just say, baby, sir, madam, I apologize. I got out align with you. I said something that I should not have said. Please forgive me. I come and apologize to you for what I did or what I said. We're talking today, seasons of reflection. Have you sit down and had a talk with your family and just had a nice talk without the TV going, without the radio going, where y'all could sit down and have that family time together? Season of reflection. Have you treated someone today? I know to you they're going to say that is so trivial, but just think about it. Did you treat someone, even a child, to an ice cream cone this year, 2012, to a nice fruit smoothie? Just think about it. Did you invite anybody out for a picnic this year? Or was it all about you? Did you just say, this is something I want to do this year? I want to do something different. Did you stop by and do the dishes for someone that might have been sick? A family, take a nice hot meal over to them and cook it? Seasons of reflection. Did you fix breakfast for someone? Show them how much you appreciate it. Or showing a senior citizen. They don't get to go out like they used to. But if you show up at the door with everything in your bag and say, I come to serve you today. I'm going to fix your breakfast. I'm going to fix your dinner. And I have enough what you have for supper. Do you know how many smiles and appreciation that would bring to someone's life today? Have you encouraged an older person? It don't have to be just a senior citizen. It could be somebody a little older than you. Did you encourage them today? Did you point out things that you appreciate most about someone you work with or live next door to? Or do you know a mother that's really in need, is struggling? You're not working, and she needs help with her children. Had you ever thought about, or did you do it this year, offering to babysit for a weary mother? Just don't know which way she's going? Even at school for students, did you give your teacher a break? Be especially cooperative? You know, I was just thinking, we can make Christmas one long, extended gift of ourselves to others, unselfishly, without announcements or obligations or reservation or hypocrites. When I think about I do prison ministry, and how many people that I'm involved with from January to December. How many lives have been changed? I sit here in my chair by my computer talking to you today, just reflecting on how many people have blessed me with the Word of God, with a nugget from the Word of God, with something even a child. The Word said a child can lead you. When you just think about the seasons of reflection. And I had one young man that I ministered to, and he wrote me such a beautiful Christmas gift. He couldn't send me a gift from the prison, which that was okay. I didn't need that. But I'm going to read to you all. I'm going to share with you all today. Season of Reflection. And he titled it Christmas Gift. We celebrate Christmas on December 25th, the day Earth would receive its most precious gift. Sometimes I wonder what it was like way back then when God sent his Son to save wayward men like us. The Bible says Cain sought to kill him with all their might, while wise men seek him guided by a star. Like no one understood the reason they sought to kill, nor why he kept saying, I came to do my Father's will. And you know, tomorrow we'll be celebrating Christmas. And at the prison yesterday, I gave a message entitled, Baby on a Mission, because Jesus came as a baby, and he came on a mission. Hallelujah. Now, here it is, more than 2,000 years later, and to this very day, I'm sad to say, he still has haters, but for me, he has become my savior, and more than a friend. That's why I'm thankful for the gift God did send, which it was baby Jesus. Some call him a prophet, while others simply deny. For not accepting the Son, there will be no alibi. My deeds may not show it, but daily I give all. Deep within my being, I cry, Savior, never leave me alone. Never let me fall. If you accepted Christ, then in him be content. And always remember that for you and me, he was sent. Although I'm in prison, that's no reason to be sad. My focus is on Jesus, best gift mankind ever had. In ending, let me say this Christmas, don't be blue. Be thankful for what God has already given you. I don't have money, no visits, not anyone to call. My Christmas will be merry because of Christ and you all. You, when you think about, it's not the Christmas tree. It's not the gift. It's the giver that gave you life, that gave you everything. Today we are talking about seasons of reflection. And when you think about how much God have did for you this year, loved ones might be gone on into glory, but he left you here still to carry out his work, to carry out the plan. You are his eyes, you are his feet, your hand, your ears, your mouth. When you think about how good God is to you, you can't help but think about when you sit down just 5 or 10 minutes, Lord, this is December. This year looked like it just flew by quick. But God, look how you have blessed me from January to February. God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor because you are awesome God. Lord, in a season of reflection, if someone God sent you to spread good tidings and tell them about Jesus, you hesitated to go. Pray, God, you're not too late where that soul could be saved today. When you think about just being gentle and loving, doing all you can while you can, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Sure, tomorrow is the day that we celebrate Christmas, but who told you you would be here tomorrow? When you think about all the things that you could do today for someone else less fortunate than yourself, a lot of you all today going to be doing a lot of cooking for tomorrow. A lot of family members probably coming in, and those that don't have a lot of family members, cook up a special dish and take to someone else less fortunate. When I do and think of seasons of reflection, last year, I was able to see my sister. In September of this year, she was called into glory. That's the only sister I had. My granddaughter had a baby, which was a little girl. In November, God called her in to glory. So just think about the season of reflection, how God is so good to you and everyone that you're around. No, you may not have, it's not about silver and gold. It's not about trying to have millions in the bank. But when you got Jesus, you got everything. Because he made everything. And he said he would be your provider. So anything you need today from Jesus, you can ask the Lord for it. You don't have to go steal nothing. You don't have to go beg for nothing. You just send your petitions up to God. The angels will carry them. We know that we're not even going to give the enemy any credit today. Because, excuse me. We know that God is able to see you through whatever you may be going through right now. Whoever's listening to this that didn't even sign in on the chat line, thank you so much, Pastor and Reverend Doris and Frank Dorsey. I thank you all so much for coming on. Because you're encouraging me coming to the end of the year to think and reflect. I had a chance to service Reverend Dorsey this year. I give God praise for everyone that I was able to touch their life in some way, even on Blog Talk. I thank God for the seasons of reflection, for every topic that I talked about that God gave me. I thank him for the seasons of reflection. Hallelujah. Because when you just think about in your finite mind. You see, I done moved from the natural. I'm working in the supernatural now. And see, I thank God. Because you got to move from level to level, from glory to glory. And I just give God the praise. You know, as I think about seasons of reflection, I came upon a healing tea this year that turned my whole life around, that changed things in my body, that made me completely heal and well again. Hallelujah to your name. On the process of that, the Lord gave me a recipe on making a salve. Not only will the salve heal what you may have, it also, I not started with my son and myself. It started our hair growing. You can put it on your face. So many men have tried it and say, look how handsome I am. All those spots, wrinkles, well, look, they're gone. So you see, that's a season of reflection for me. I just give God praise because it all goes to him. He is worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. And you know, when this young man sent me this little Christmas poem that he wrote, it really did touch my heart. Because I know I go into the prison as a volunteer, also as a chaplain, assistant. And when you think about how you sit down and reevaluate your life this year, how you went to God and repented this year, how you had reconciliation with somebody this year. Some of you all that's in churches, some of your members might not have been quite right or going through things, but God stepped in and gave you the right word to share with them, the right message, the right nugget that they was able to latch on and hold up. Because they was turning that rope loose where it was sinking. But God said, no, this is not the time to think about suicide. This is the time to get closer to God, to do what God would have you to do. Say what God would have you to say. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to his name today. I just thought, in my fine like mind, move from the fine light to the in the natural, from the natural to the supernatural. Don't y'all want to start seeing blinded eyes open? Crutches put down without surgery where you can touch and heal. Let's be real. Let's talk about seasons of reflection. Some of you all, God have given more gifts to this year that you was able to operate in the gifts that God have given you. Season of reflection. Just take a few moments and think in your life some of the season of reflection God have brought you through. You may have moved from one city to the next, didn't know how you was going to make it, but you can reflect back on how you lost everything, home, clothes, car, but God had blessed you. Come 2012 and December the 24th, God had blessed you with more than you started out with in January. You know that's enough to reflect on. God had brought relationships together. God had brought families together. God had brought mothers that was against daughters, daughters that was against mothers, father against son, son against father. God had brought that back together before tomorrow. And then some may not do it till tomorrow, to the end of the month. But do it, you all. Don't wait. Be blessed with what God has given to you. Reflect upon all the things he's done. If you realize it from January to February, you've had so many blessings come your way. Some of you all may have had money just laid at your feet. Some may have had things given to them that God knows what they need, and he provided their need. When you think about just reflecting on what God has done for you this year, you can't help but say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you've been so good. You've been so kind to each and every person that's listening in right now. Because God is a good God. And when you go through the scriptures, you read so many verses and psalms, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because I be telling them daily, thank you. When I can get back home from going to take care of errands, safe and sound, not shot at, not run over, not in a wreck, ambulance didn't have to pick me up, I could put the key in, nobody was in it, but Jesus in here and the angels come on in, the blood is covering my home. You know, that's a lot to reflect on, you all. Some of you all might have been in a car wreck, might have been in a plane crash, but God spared your life. Well, you still here, don't you know? That's a reflection on where he done brought you from up until now? Well, this program today was just enlightening some on a season of reflecting on what God has done, is doing, will do for each and every person from the sound of my voice. Because, I mean, he's a word to God. He's a right now God. He's an on time God. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I know it was nothing but the blood that came streaming down for me. Nothing but the blood, Jesus' precious blood. And I'm gonna end up with a few little scriptures from Luke, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 4. And the word of God said, and he saw also a certain poor woman casting in there the two mice, and he said, of a truth I say unto you that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God. But she of her penalty have cast in all the living that she had. Now you see how God blessed. She gave everything she had for Christ. See, you can come back and reflect on the things God have did for you in your life this year. Just sit down, take a few minutes and say, God, if it had not been for you, you brought me through a divorce. You brought me through losing my child. You brought me through losing a child. You brought me through when so-and-so turned their back on me. Lord, I'm just sitting here thinking, reflecting on how good you are. How I appreciate you. How I let others know that I appreciate them. God, I just thank you and I just praise you. Because, God, if it had not been for you, where would I be this year? I could have been in a mental institution. You kept my mind. I could have been laying in a hospital that couldn't talk, couldn't walk. Lord, when I reflect on what all you have done for me this year, that I can't even tell it all on how good you've been to me this year from January to December the 24th. How you've been away out of no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as I went to Ephesians 2 and 8, the word of God says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. You can go back and read that yourself and ponder on those few words. Ephesians 2 and 8. And I'm going to turn over to Matthew 2 and 11. And the word of God say, not me, the word say, it's in your Bible. If you have not tore your pages out, it say, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. My. You know, I gave it a topic, Baby on a Mission. And I know you saying, Baby on a Mission. Jesus came as a baby, and he had a mission. Now, just think about that. How are we able to sit down today and write to each other on the chat line? You know, that's a season of reflection. Because we can remember once upon a time, you all, we didn't have Blog Talk. Or we didn't have a computer to get on Blog Talk where we can share the word of God with someone. We don't have to be behind a pulpit every day to give God praise, to give others We can be walking down the street, see a homeless man, a homeless lady, and just say to yourself or to them, if it had not been for the grace of God, I too might have been here today. But through his grace, unsovereign mercy, his blood, let me tell you how you can come from off the street if you would just listen and mind. Because it comes to a point in time in your life that you have to take stock when you get the information and the right information. You know, we never know who may come. A child may come just today. Something that you've been asking God for, it might have been a word. It might have been where you could get such and such a thing from. Look like all your options was closed. The doors had closed before you. But God will send someone and knock on your door and tell you, I brought you this up. Slip it in your mailbox. And when you go to your mailbox, here's an envelope. No return address on it. You say, And you open it up. I'm just telling you about season of reflection. You might have been sitting there right then waiting. Lord, I know it's Christmas time. I don't have any money. I can't buy anybody anything. We may not have nothing to eat in the house. But God have touched somebody's heart. Brought them to your address. Unbeknown to you. The Holy Ghost sent you to your mailbox. And when you open your mailbox, here inside of your mailbox, it's enough finances in that envelope to take care of all your necessities. And what do? You go to praising God. You go to saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I thank you. I didn't know how that light bill was going to get paid. I didn't know how that gas bill was going to get paid. God, I thank you. I'm just trying to show you seasons of reflection this year before tomorrow for Christmas. So tomorrow when God wake you up in Jesus' name, just reflect upon God, how good you are, how great you are. Put a smile on your face and say, God, no matter what I had been through, you said in your word that I didn't have to lack for nothing. You said in your word, I don't have to have sickness in my body. You said in your word that I can give you praise no matter where I'm at. If I'm sitting in a prison cell today, I can still give you praise. If I'm laying in the hospital, if I can't wave my hands, just think on the goodness of Jesus, how I can just give you praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Today I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone that tuned in to this show today. Please stop by Joy and Peace on Wednesday. We have another exciting topic that will come forth. I give God the praise today. I give him the glory. I am just full over here because I know where God had brought me from. And if it had not been for God on my side, where would I have been? I could have been in hell anyway. I could have been doing something I had no business. But being blessed of God, being favored by God, being anointed by God to do what God had called me to do. So remember, stay on your assignment God have given you, because he have given each one of you an assignment. Fulfill your assignment that God have given you today. Love, joy, and peace. From Overseer Sadie Elliott of Joy and Peace, Community Development Cooperation in Houston, Texas. I want y'all to have a blessed and a wonderful Christmas in the Lord. Keep Christ in Christmas. And until Wednesday, be blessed. Bye-bye.